the large yellowish or flat beans?
Lima beans.
Are there any other names for lima beans?
For lima beans? I don't think I know any other.
What kind of beans do you eat, pod and all?
Green beans or wax beans.
You take the top turnips and you cook them and you make a mess of
the turnips. Yeah, I know what you mean. We don't do it. I've had them had it at restaurants, I guess. I can't tell you that. This is turnip greens, is that it?
Have you ever had any kind of greens besides turnip tops?
Well, things you mean like broccoli or lettuce or...
Somebody had 7 boys and 7 girls. You might say, boy, he had a lot of, or he had a...
I got a big family, I don't know.
Would you ever say passel?
Have what?
You had a passel or turtle?
Well, that's a colloquial term, I guess, isn't it? Passel for parcel. I don't use it around here, I don't think.
How do you call the outside of the ear of corn?
Corn shucks.
And when you take it off, what?
And there's corn silk there too, so you shuck it.
And what do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Top of the corn stalk, tassel.
What is the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
What is the kind?
That you eat on the cob.
Yeah. You mean that humans eat as against cattle eating corn? The sweet corn?
Have you ever used or heard the term roasting ears?
Yes.
Do you suppose that was used in Pennsylvania?
Hmm?
Do you suppose that was used in Pennsylvania?
Roasting ears, oh sure. When we were kids, we used to roast corn.
You roast it right over a fire?
Yeah.
Have you heard of mutton corn?
Of what?
Mutton corn?
No, not really.
Kind of small, yellow, crooked-necked vegetable?
Gourd, or can be a certain kinds of squash.
Is there any name for it when you let it dry?
A crooked-necked. Well, how big a vegetable is this? Let it dry, I guess.
Just dried squash.
Yeah.